So what's the how's your first 2 weeks been so far? What's been the most eye-opening thing about being in the NFL, I guess?
My first 2 weeks have been really good, just, you know, learning from all the older guys. They really have a lot of knowledge to give me, and I've just been soaking it all up.
Darius Slay, among those guys that you have attached yourself to?
Oh, yes, him along with Tavon, Bad. I mean, all the guys. I mean, they just, you know, they look at me like a little brother, so I'm just learning from everyone.
So, like you said, you're running a bunch of different things. The one thing that maybe surprised you over the first 2 weeks?
I mean, it's a lot of things that they teaching me about life off the field of football and on the field. It's a new playbook for me. So they have a lot of everything I need to know. They just trying to teach me, so I'm just learning right now.
Is there one specific thing though that stood out?
Oh, not one specific thing. It's so much. It's like one thing can't stand out.
I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but do you have any indication of both maybe how they plan to use you inside, outside? Are you doing both, or kind of what's been the plan for the last 2 weeks?
No, I don't have a general or where they want to put me. You know, wherever the coaches ask me to play, that's what I'm going to do. If they ask me to long snap, I'm going to go out there and long snap. Whatever it takes to win for the team, that's what I'm going to do.
There was a lot made about your speed. I mean, I know you've heard questions about it going back to the combine, but after you were drafted, I just wanted to get your sense of what you thought about all the, you know, fuss over your speed and whether it was the right pick, wrong pick, that is.
I mean, I'm not really worried about it. I'm here now. You know, hopefully later on down the line, we can revisit that topic in a couple of years.
Is there any truth that you injured your hamstring while working out for the Lions?
I had a hamstring. I've been dealing with a hamstring for a long time now. So it's just, you know, I'm here now. I'm working with the trainers. Just everything is trying to get as healthy as possible so I can help the team.
How's it feeling right now?
Oh, I mean, I'm just working endless, tirelessly hours in the training room. We got great trainers, Mr. Tom and Mr. Kevin. So I'm just working really hard right now, and hopefully I'll be about 100% time by the time training camp comes so I can help the team.
Yeah, just one other thing about the speed thing. Also, I think the majority opinion is that when you look at your tape, you play faster than those numbers show. What does that mean to you to do that?
I just try my hardest when I'm on the field. I feel like that's my strength. You know, football. I play football. I don't run track. I mean, I'm trying out for the NFL, not the Olympics. So I'm in a pretty good spot.
Hey, just back to the hamstring. You pulled up at your pro day with the hamstring. I mean, we're talking about the same issue. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it's been nagging. You know, I'm just glad I finally got up here and got with a lot of good trainers that I can really, you know, start the rehab and start to get it all the way back right. Oh, I was competing. I was out there. Obviously with a hamstring, you don't want to rush it back. You want to take it kind of slow.
You mentioned the entirely different playbook. How different is the technique that the coaches here use versus what you were using in Florida?
I mean, football is football. It's only a couple coverages you could play: 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, quarter, half. I mean, football is universal, so. It's really just the terminology. You know, it's like you speak English, but you're trying to learn French. I mean, you're saying the same things, but the verbiage is a little bit different.
The defense at Florida was dominating and aggressive. I mean, mm-hmm. How did that prepare you think, for this next level?
Oh, man, we had great coaches at Florida, great teammates at Florida who just we established a culture there, and that culture was really – you know, we wanted to play real good defense. We had 8 guys drafted, and 7 was on defense. And, you know, that's just the mindset we play with at Florida. I'm glad I got one of my teammates up here with me so we can, you know, not bring the culture here, but add to what these guys already have.
What's it like to be competing with and against older players? We're just, you know, the younger guy that have been around a long time. What's that whole dynamic like for you?
Oh, man, I can't compete right now. I'm not competing. I just want to learn. You know, before I can even compete, I have to know. I have to know everything I have to know. You know, knowledge is power. These guys are way ahead of me. I'm not worried about competing right now. I'm just worried about learning as much as I can.
You mentioned on Twitter that you can't wait to get to Detroit so you could prove some people wrong. Is that related to the speed, or are there other things that you're trying to kind of silence that people are saying?
I'm just a guy who wants to go out here and do anything I can to help the team win. You know, obviously you want to perform at your best, and that's all I'm worried about right now. Like I said, with the speed, we'll revisit this topic about a couple years down the line. So,
and when we revisit it, what are people going to be saying?
We don't know yet. I can't say it yet, but hopefully it'll be in my favor, and we can. Couple years.
Couple more guys.
I mean, does that bother you at all, though? You know.
A little bit. It just, it adds fuel to the fire. It's like when you tell somebody they can't do something, you're basically making them try even harder to do what you tell them they can't do. So.